Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Researchers at the CDC said yesterday that schools can safely reopen for in-person classes as long as they follow safety protocols like mask wearing and social distancing. That'll come as a relief to many parents and potentially a source of anxiety for quite a few teachers. Let's go to a school now, the University of Kentucky, where in-person classes resumed this week. University President Eli Capilouto is here. Mr. Capilouto, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Good afternoon. Glad to be with you as well.
And congratulations. I know you just started your spring semester on Monday. Maybe there was a time when you didn't think that would happen as planned. How are you going to keep everybody safe?
Well, we've learned a lot from our fall semester. We're prepared to retest, do surveillance testing, wastewater testing. We have all kinds of ways to keep tabs on our numbers on campus. Those who are positive move into isolation, be able to trace, get those folks into quarantine. And we've built a modern public health infrastructure to do that.
Well, as you say, you've had some time to study this because of last semester when you and pretty much every other college campus in the country did have cases of COVID. Were you able to learn whether or not people were getting sick from spending time inside the classroom?
Through our extensive testing and tracing, we saw no evidence of classrooms spread. I think we may have traced some 6,000 plus students. Not in any of those cases did we see evidence of classroom spread.
And so where is it spreading? I know one of your fraternities was suspended last summer for breaking COVID rules. Is that where people were getting infected?
I think some of the harsh lessons we've seen outside of college campuses hold for campuses, and that is when we let our guard down, gather in smaller or large groups for whatever reason, is when you see your outbreaks. And yes, have there been situations where we had to intervene, where organized groups wanted to hold things? Yes, we had to put a lid on that.
Well, look, these are college kids, and I'm not trying to let them off the hook by any means, but they're young adults. Sometimes they make bad decisions. How do you make sure they get your message? You know, are you planning on enforcing these rules as strictly as possible?
We did. We started with a positive assumption, though, and with a strong health behavior intervention, what we called our daily 4.0. That is our screening, testing, tracing, all those kinds of things we reinforce. And yes, there are isolated incidents where people didn't behave as we wanted. But as I look out my office window today, I am gratified. I walk this campus. I live on this campus. I'm very pleased with the way our students have responded. I think they've been good citizens. And something else that has really fascinated me, we've had over 3,000 cases. 25% of those have been self-reported. And I think it's our connectedness that they see us as a resource. And when we come out of COVID and decide who we are and what we want to be and what are the things we can leverage, I think this positive influence on health and health behaviors is one we can capitalize on.
Many schools, from elementary schools to high schools to college campuses, are worried about students' mental health over the past few months, over the past year, really, including suicide, unfortunately. What are you noticing on your campus?
This worries me deeply. Our students who we have asked to physically distant have done so, but it has its consequences. To be able to walk down the hall in your residence facility and get that informal counseling, plus the physical counseling we have available on campus, that social infrastructure is vitally important. We've tried to replace it.
Can you tell your students are hurting because they don't have it?
Yes. Most certainly. But the resilience I've seen has been gratifying.
Well, we all hope that vaccinating people can help put an end to all of this, right? So you're getting shots into arms on your campus. Who's getting a shot and who's not?
We follow the state guidelines. I think we're one of the most efficient in the state right now as one of the regional vaccination centers. We morphed our football stadium into a site. You register online. All of our health colleges are involved. We're vaccinating over 2,000 people a day.
In the community of Lexington or just on campus?
Well, this is the community of Lexington. Starting first are our public and private school employees in hopes of getting our schools to reopen. We are vaccinated thousands of public and private school teachers just in the last week, and wow, first responders, and then people over the age of 70.
So to that point, you know, what's your best prediction for the fall of 2021? Because I'm glad your classes have started in person this week. That's great news. But what's your best prediction for next semester in the fall? What will that look like? How close to normal could it be?
I think if we have adequate vaccine supply and are able to complete that by late spring, we will reopen, but I think we're still going to have to be cautious and careful. But as someone who I talked to today said, I know that when I received my vaccine yesterday, I wasn't immediately protected, but the hope that seemed to arise within me was immeasurable.
Eli Capiluto, president of the University of Kentucky there in Lexington. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Stay safe.